Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for being here, and thank you for the League for putting this together. I think it's very important that you all hear directly from us about our vision for the office going forward, and I look forward to hearing all of your questions. My name is Mary Pat Donnelly, and I'm running for Rensselaer County District Attorney. I have lived in Rensselaer County for most of my life. I'm a graduate of Columbia High School, University of Albany, and Albany Law School. After law school, I moved out to our neighboring state of Vermont, where I did work briefly as a prosecutor in the Bennington County State's Attorney's Office. But for the last 20 years, I have worked for the unified court system in New York State in the criminal courts with judges as a court attorney. And what a court attorney does is sits with judges on a daily basis, observing trials and hearings, and we make decisions with respect to points of criminal law. With the judges that I have worked for, I have written thousands of decisions on speedy trial issues, prima facie issues, suppression issues, and other important matters relating to criminal trial procedure. As a result of my work as a court attorney, I'm intimately familiar with the rules of criminal trial procedure in New York State. Additionally, for the last 6 years, I've sat on the bench in my hometown of East Greenbush as a judge. I was appointed in 2012, and I was elected in 2012 and again in 2016. It was a job that I very much enjoyed, and from sitting on the bench, I had a chance to watch the criminal justice process from both sides, from the defendant as well as from the district attorney. And it is from that position that I was able to observe the current district attorney's office. And I want everyone to know that my decision to enter the race is not a partisan one. I am not here as a Democratic challenger. I am here as a judge who has observed the function of the current office and feels that I have something to offer the citizens of Rensselaer County. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Pat. Now we'll hear from Joel Abloff.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. My name is Joel Abloff. I am proud to serve as your district attorney. I'd also like to thank the League of Women Voters and RPI for hosting the event this evening. I think it's very important that voters get to hear the qualifications of the candidates when they're deciding who to vote for the office of district attorney. Every day when I wake up, I have one mission. That mission is to join with my fellow staff, and most of my ADAs are here this evening, and that mission is to protect the residents of Rensselaer County and to hold criminals responsible and to seek justice. We work very, very hard and very long hours in that mission, and I've done that my entire career. And I'm proud to say that our office was able to achieve a roughly 90% conviction rate for all of the long, hard hours that my staff and I put in. But even more proud than just a number, I must tell you I'm very proud of the support and the gratitude that I've received over many, many years from victims of crime and their families, because being a prosecutor is about being passionate about what you do in seeking justice, and there's really no greater feeling, no greater satisfaction for a prosecutor than to know that you're helping people out and getting justice for those victims of crime. I'll tell you, on top of and besides being able to get that conviction rate, it was done in the face of some serious opposition, and I mean good opposition from a very qualified defense bar, but also opposition politically. It's no secret that I've been targeted by Governor Cuomo, our former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, our now disgraced former attorney general who resigned in the face of some serious domestic violence accusations. And I've weathered that storm. I've fought back those charges in court, and they were dismissed. And I appreciate everybody being here, and I look forward to answering all of your questions and discussing my experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that a question, or do I use my red card? I use my
You can use your red card.
Okay.
1.5 minutes.
Wow, I got a lot of things to say here. First of all, I'm not sure how many times I have to say it and how many times you're going to refuse to listen, but I am a supporter of the Second Amendment, and I am opposed to the SAFE Act. I know my opponent doesn't want to hear that because it's what he's got in his corner right now. So we don't disagree on that issue, and every time I've been asked, I've stated that, and he has decided to repeatedly state that I don't support the Second Amendment, which I take great offense to. But let's just go back to that forfeiture issue. You absolutely can use forfeiture funds for prevention. And there is a certain school of thought that if we invest in our communities and our children, that that can go under the auspices of prevention. I also stated that we should use our position and any money available to the office to invest in our communities. Obviously, if I cannot use that money for those purposes, I would not. I would just like to make that clarification before my opponent goes back and tells everyone on Facebook that I'm going to illegally open pools with forfeiture money.
Stop.
And I'd like to also let you know that forfeiture money was used by my opponent to purchase himself a vehicle and vehicles for his investigators, and that money was not used to assist law enforcement or our community. Thank you.
Stop. Please.